It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 9th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If we're to believe Facebook, its new software called Home that got so much attention last week makes Android phones more people-centered and less focused on individual apps. But there's new technology just hitting the market that is even more focused on a pressing human need. Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson, what is it, a kind of video phone for deaf people?
Yes, there's new hardware and software from a company called Purple Communications that helps people who are deaf or hard of hearing make calls through an American Sign Language or ASL interpreter. This new smart VP system lets you have a video conference using your HD television. It also connects to smartphones, tablets, or regular computers. Purple's chief technology officer, Tony La Rosa, says it could help with paying your credit card bill, for instance.
So the customer signs using ASL, and the interpreter then voices to the credit card company. And anything coming back voiced to the interpreter is then signed back to the customer.
Purple's service is around the clock, and it goes both ways. So calls can also be placed to a deaf or hard of hearing person through an interpreter. There are other companies that do this sort of thing. Sorensen, for instance, sells video phones and tablets made especially for the deaf. But the technology here is moving forward quickly. Katie LeClaire plays a deaf character on an ABC family show called Switched at Birth and is working with Purple. She has a condition that causes intermittent hearing impairment.
My first experience with the technology in the deaf community was the Sidekick. And I was in high school, and I remember meeting these deaf girls, and they had a Sidekick, and I thought it was so rad. And I thought, wow, what a great way for a deaf person to be able to communicate, because it had the full keyboard, and plus it was cool and fashionable, and I was so jealous. Now I think that the technology has advanced quite a bit, advanced in a way that makes it a lot easier for the deaf person to stay in contact with each other.
La Rosa says the market for tech-driven solutions for deaf and hard-of-hearing people is growing.
It really levels the playing field for accessibility. I mean, it is truly equal access.
Smart VP is free to people who can show they are deaf or hard of hearing. The projects are funded by a long-standing surcharge on regular phone lines.
Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson, thanks.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
An appeals court in the Golden State has ruled it's illegal in California to use a handheld mobile phone to navigate. The ruling suggested that if state law seems arbitrary, given that it's legal to manipulate other devices in a car, people should take it up with the legislature to change the law. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews.
Well, a driver was pulled over for interacting with his maps, and he fought the ticket. And a judge in Fresno, California, overruled his appeal and said, no, if you're touching your phone for any reason, it's illegal, even if you're futzing with the maps.
That's so interesting, because it's okay, I think, to use a GPS navigation device mounted to the car. It's connected to the smartphone where the problem creeps in.
That's correct. And it's this idea, I think, that the courts are trying to make a point that futzing with your phone in any capacity, using your hands.
A study from AT&T released 10 days ago found that around the country, 49% of business professionals, a higher percentage than even teenagers, checked texts and emails while behind the wheel, even though they were aware of the dangers. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.